Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers 771 to 850. MR number 839, Keeping the Sabbath on a Round World. We took Brother and Sister Haskell with our team to the station at Dora Creek. On the way, Brother Haskell read an article on the Dayline, written to meet the fallacies that are coming in to make everything uncertain in regard to when the seventh day comes. It would be very strange if the Lord God of heaven should set apart a day for people to observe and bless and sanctify that day, and give it to man and enjoin upon man that it be kept holy unto the Lord as a memorial that he made the world in 6 days and rested upon the seventh day and blessed the Sabbath day, and yet that day becomes so uncertain the world cannot tell definitely when the seventh day comes to us. Here is a day given, and the Lord declares it shall be observed throughout your generations for a perpetual covenant. Exodus 31, verse 16. As a sign of obedience and loyalty to God, and yet it is so obscured no one can tell when it comes. Oh, what fallacies men will resort to in order to carry out false theories. The Lord pronounced his blessing upon all who keep holy the Sabbath day. His commandments are given to 1,000 generations, and when that period is ended, the redeemed host shall be in the city of God and observed the Sabbath there, and especially come up to worship God from Sabbath to Sabbath and from one new moon to another. Isaiah 66, verse 23. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 25, 1981.